US.
You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Chance he takes, odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and taken away your name.
We dedicate that song from the great Johnny Rivers to Peter Primello, our guest tonight. He was with us for the first hour. If you're tuning in late, remember you can catch that interview in our broadcast archives immediately following tonight's live show. The archive of this evening's program will be posted. And so check it out. I don't know exactly why. And Keith, explain to the audience. You're looking at it right there. Bottom picture. No, to go over one. Yeah, what do you see here in the studio?
A picture of James, a young James with a full head of hair, posing next to Johnny Rivers at some Johnny Rivers event. Johnny Rivers was a member of Elvis's Memphis Mafia. Elvis never forgave him for leaving and going on his own recording career for himself, but thank goodness he did, because Johnny Rivers has some great music in
his own right.
One of our favorites.
Mostly an interpretive artist, but he should certainly be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I don't know what it is about Secret Agent Man that makes me think of Peter Primello. I guess it makes me think of James Bond, but is James Bond black yet? I think he's about to be.
He's black, he's gay, he's a woman, he's transgender. everything that the left wants to promote, James Bond has been or is about to become.
That's right. All right. Anyway, one more thing about the debates.
He's going to be Jewish next.
And everything else that you just mentioned. You can be everything. It's not matter. It actually doesn't matter even anymore, Keith, what you are, actually. It matters what you think you are or what you feel.
Like Rachel Dolezal.
Or Bruce Jenner. You know, to refer to Bruce Jenner as she and Caitlyn is just so sick. It really defies logic.
You are what you invent.
How could Sodom be judged in America not yet be? Merciful God we have. Please let the work of this radio network serve for redemption for the entire country that doesn't deserve it, and our audience who does. But anyway, one more thing about the debate. We covered the Republican debate in the second hour. We're going to be covering some other things this hour, but there was one more thing that certainly that jumped out at me during the Republican debate, and that was the question, which woman would you put on the $10 bill? It's not which person, it's which woman, and everybody cucked for the blacks. And there was a couple of people, I can't remember who they were, but they said, I'd put my mother on there, I'd put my wife on there. Those are legitimate answers. I guess if I had to pick a woman, I would say that. Honestly, if they asked me the question, I'd say I wouldn't pick a woman at all. I'd pick Nathan Bedford Forrest.
In fact, the best answer given was by none other than Carly Fiorini, who said, I wouldn't change it at all. I wouldn't put any woman
That's
on
what
it.
She said. We got to give credit where credit's due. She gave the best answer to that question. Most of the people said Rosa. If they said a woman.
Donald Trump said Rosa Parks. Now, you know, that shows you that basically he's still got to shed some of this instinctive political correctness.
That's right.
It's in the air we breathe and the water we drink.
He did say his daughter first, and then he thought better of it and said, Rosa Parks. Because, you know,
Rosa Parks was a complete fraud and a shill. She was put up to it by the local branch of the NAACP, of which she was the head.
Well, here's the thing. It was a stunt. We actually had, you know, you want to talk about why you should support this program, why you should donate to this show. What other AM nationally syndicated talk radio show has had Officer Drew Lackey? He was the guy that actually booked Rosa Parks the night of her arrest. We have had that man on twice, and he actually wrote a book entitled The Other Side of the Civil Rights Movement, which would be the honest side, I guess. And he talked about, you know, Rosa Parks, she went in at a premeditated, orchestrated event. She got arrested. She spent 5 minutes in jail. She went home, and then she lays in state. She gets the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Everybody fawns. Why do I keep saying pawn? She was a pawn, but they fawned all over her. And you know, this is it. She risked nothing. She accomplished nothing. And she's somebody that we must honor and venerate. I'm not saying, you know, I.
People like Huckleberry Huckabee.
I'm going to be looking at Keith. I'm so upset about this whole thing. I can't even get on my mic.
Yeah, well, see, Huckleberry Huckabee said that Kim Davis is today's Rosa Parks. No, she's not. She's much more authentic, much more the real thing than Rosa Parks ever dreamt of being. Rosa Parks was a fabricated incident, and she was handpicked to get the best face possible put on basically the dishonesty of the American Civil Rights Movement.
If you are a new listener to the show, go into our broadcast archives. I wish I could tell you the exact month and year that we had Officer Drew Lackey on. God bless him. I hope he's still alive. He was old when we had him on. I mean, you got to imagine. I mean, if he was, you know, hitting his stride when Parks was arrested, he's got to be pretty old. But he was on a few years ago.
There's an iconic photograph of him fingerprinting Rosa Parks.
That's right. Yeah, if you look up, that is the picture of her being fingerprinted in that.
He was the guy that did it.
Jail in Birmingham, and he tells you everything, or Montgomery rather, he tells you everything about what happened, you know, how they would set up these events and want to get arrested, and then you know,
it's called barratry. Basically, it's like staging an automobile accident and trying to defraud an insurance company. Only here they were staging a civil rights violation, trying to defraud the American public.
Well, nevertheless, he wrote the book. He's been on the show, and it was a great interview. And another reason why the political cesspool is so special, when we have stood the test of time. We talk about these things. I'll tell you, what we talk about on the air in some cases pales in comparison to what we talk about when we're on the phone with one another or in person off the air and behind the scenes. I was at the Botanic Gardens, the Memphis Botanical Gardens. Was that yesterday, Keith?
Yes.
All my days blur in together. That could have been last week for all I know. But it was yesterday. And I was with my daughter and her homeschooling group. And we were at the Botanic Gardens. I called Keith. I needed to get in touch with Keith. I was late in returning a call, and we were planning for the show tonight. And we had this incredible conversation. And if we can come close to replicating that conversation that we had on the phone yesterday during the next segment, it will knock it out of the park. If we can even do half as well, it'll be very good. But we had this conversation about the Southern Baptist Convention. The head of the Southern Baptist Convention, Russell Moore. Look up a picture of Russell Moore. If you ever want to put a face to the name Cuckservative, this guy is the picture that they place next to the definition. Look him up, and he has denounced Donald Trump. He went to the New York Times, that bastion of pro-Christian
propaganda,
the New York Times, the head of the SBC, a group so timid to become involved with politics that they absolutely just roll over and play dead in the culture war, but yet they can take out an op-ed in the New York Times, of all publications, to denounce Donald Trump. He didn't just denounce Donald Trump. He basically said, you can't be a Christian and support Donald Trump. I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break it down, and Keith's going to tear it up right after this.
Good sense, innocence. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
You know, the third hour of each live broadcast of the Political Cesspool is typically Eddie's. Not always, but Eddie the Bombardier Miller is normally with us for the third hour. Tonight he is at the Cooper Young Festival, big annual event here in Memphis. He's fundraising for St. Jude. He's got to go up to New York in a couple of weeks. He's running the New York Marathon. Then in December he's running the Memphis Marathon, and you got to pay to play, apparently, if you're helping St. Jude to run these marathons. And so he's out there doing something that's very near and dear to his heart. He'll be back with us next week. I talked to Eddie about this issue, too, though, and he's really he says he's going to try to find this guy and confront him in person, and I believe Eddie is just the guy to do that. But Russell Moore, the head of the Southern Baptist Convention, he took out an opinion editorial in the New York Times. The New York Times let this guy. Now, when's the last time the New York Times offered a concession to a Southern Baptist? But they allowed this guy to do it. He looks like a cuck's cuck. Let me just tell you.
Look in the dictionary under the word wimp, and his picture is next to it.
And this is what he says, Keith. He is lamenting the fact that Donald Trump, at least according to the last poll, is leading amongst self-proclaimed evangelical voters. Russell Moore of the Southern Baptist Convention. I'm a member of the Southern Baptist Church, and this guy does not speak for me, let me tell you that. But he writes, most illogical is Trump's support from evangelicals and other social conservatives. To back Mr. Trump, these voters must repudiate everything they believe. In other words, Keith, they cannot be true Christians and support a guy who wants to secure our borders.
But apparently the silence is deafening if you ask him, what about Hillary Clinton and her support for abortion?
What about Barack Obama? What about anybody but Trump? You know, the Southern Baptists are so scared of their own shadow. They're so scared of losing their tax-exempt status. They completely roll over and play dead on every political issue. They barely speak out against homosexuality and abortion in their own churches, much less get out in the street. But yet he can take out a full-page editorial in the New York Times to denounce Donald Trump?
And apparently Donald Trump's great sin is that he has been married multiple times.
That's exactly what he wrote. He wrote, you know, you can't be a Christian and support Trump because he has had a divorce and he speaks ill of our Hispanic brothers and sisters.
Then on the other hand, Hillary Clinton's open condemnation. This is not repentance and forgiveness. This is condemnation of her husband's serial adultery is okay. Her support for abortion and for homosexuality, both of which are strictly prohibited in the terms of the text of the Bible, they have no problem with.
He writes that Donald Trump treats women like a Bronze Age warlord.
Well, you know, unfortunately, that's what a lot of our Christian patriarchs were back then, like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Moses. So, you know, they need to lighten up on the Bronze Age. They need to stop sipping that haterade on the patriarchs of the Bible.
Hey, what do you make of this, Keith? You actually had, to give our audience a verbatim take on what we said on the phone yesterday would be to better what we would be able to give them tonight. But you talked about the Bible's own admonition with regards to adding or taking away any word from Scripture, and you said that this applies to Russell Moore tonight.
Yeah, Russell Moore is violating the one part of the Bible that says this is an unpardonable sin. This is a sin that will cause your name to be written out of the book of life. It's the last passage of the Bible in the book of Revelations, which is the last book of the Bible. It says your name will be written out of the book of life, the Lamb's book of life, if you so much as add one word or subtract one word from the Bible. Well, that's exactly what Russell, whatever his name is, Moore, is that?
That's right.
Russell Moore is doing. I thought that the Southern Baptist hierarchy could never sink any lower than it did when it made Richard Land the Pope the Southern Baptist denomination. But I think they've outdone themselves. They've gone even lower. They've sunk to new depths with this guy, Russell Moore.
This is the same guy, Russell Moore, is the same guy who earlier this year said that no Southern Baptist should have the Confederate flag, that if the Confederate flag and the Christian flag were placed side by side, one would set the other on fire. Well, of course, he's just bought off and paid off. He is a whore. If I could tell you what I thought about this guy, or what I would do to him if I could get into a room with him, it's not fit for commercial broadcast radio. The Confederate flag is a Christian flag. All of the Confederate leaders were Christians.
He's
surely he knows
not lowered
this,
according to a great Southern Baptist pastor named Chuck Baldwin.
Amen, Keith. Yes, absolutely. And I'm not talking about I would do violence upon this guy, but I would give him an earful. That's the truth.
Now, the guy is, you know, he does not seem to understand that liberalism is the modern face of evil. There's no such thing as liberal Christianity. Attempting to amalgamate those two concepts, it's like polar opposites. It would be like holy sin. There's no such thing as holy sin. Likewise, there's no such thing as liberal Christianity. If Richard Moore doesn't understand that, he's unfit to serve not only as the head of the Southern Baptist denomination, but as the pastor of any church. He needs to join some new age of a universalist church.
Ultimately, it's just to me so incredible that this is non-church. The same guy. This is the same denomination. Well, all of the denominations. Yeah, but the Southern Baptists ultimately are still a Bible-believing church. A lot of churches out there are just social clubs now. Most Southern Baptists are still Bible-believing Christians. You know, and so to have a guy like this who's so afraid of being involved politically, but yet he can take out, write an op-ed in the New York Times announcing the guy that most Christians are supporting, at least according to most recent polls, is pretty incredible, especially considering if having the opportunity to write something. Such an article, why not train your guns on Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama?
Who are so far beyond the pale and so far outside the will of God that there is no mistaking that. On the other hand, a guy that dares to speak up as a patriotic American, as a nationalist, that's who they go after. That's who that, you know, they've got their little attack dog, Richard Moore, the establishment does. He's like the trademark for the old RCA Victor company of the dog listening to the Victrola they know their master's voice. That's what Richard Moore knows, his master's voice. And believe me, Christianity is totally secondary to the guy. If he's either the dumber than a bucket of rocks, or he is an intentional heretic. He is a heretic. He's a man who can throw out the word of God when it doesn't fit with political correctness.
I think ultimately he's just a guy who's scared to death of being called a racist, that he will do everything he can to avoid that, even if it includes selling out his faith and his country and his children and his ancestors, that he will do that if that's what it takes.
What was it says in the book of James? we all shouldn't be teachers because teachers are held to a higher standard. This man has set himself up as a teacher. He is supposed to be the authoritative voice of the denomination of the Christian church called the Southern Baptist. And he sits there and disregards the blatant sinfulness endorsed by people like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama to try to search somehow in, you know, by extrapolating the life experiences of Donald Trump and making him into a sinner. Well, he has been married several times, but guess what? He may have been married several times for the same reason that Mickey Rooney said he was married several times. I asked him why he was married so many times. He said, because I have so much respect for the institution of marriage in an age in which marriage is treated as something less than holy.
Does this guy really believe? He talked about Donald Trump's sexual immorality. Does he really believe that the rest of the GOP field saved themselves for marriage? Does he really believe that none of them have taken mistresses? Could he be that stupid? Could he be that? I mean, the answer is yes. Do you believe Chris Christie's only had one sexual part? I mean, these guys, it makes me embarrassed. If I hadn't been born, you know,
Newt Gingrich, pastor
of my Southern Baptist church has Dixie as his ringtone. If I wasn't born and raised in a small Southern Baptist church, if I was coming along now and looked into the church as an outsider, I would have never joined, never converted. Well, we got to take a break.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you are somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Yeah, so the question was asked just a moment ago by Sam, who's always in the studio. I mean, Sam Bushman, you want to talk about a real national treasure. I mean, Peter Brimelow certainly won himself, but Sam Bushman, you know, without Sam Bushman, there'd be no political cesspool, there'd be no network. I mean, Sam is just a hero's hero. But he said, you know, does Richard Russell Moore not believe in repentance? You know, I mean, could Donald Trump have not, you know, repented? You know, and I know he said earlier that he doesn't, you know, do that. But, now, you know, how does he know the heart of Donald Trump? How can he pass judgment? And this whole thing, Keith, we talked about this a moment ago.
And why doesn't he go after somebody like Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, who obviously, you know, just by supporting abortion, just by supporting homosexuality, are putting themselves directly in conflict with the Word of God?
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, if you're going to pass judgment on somebody for every sin they've committed, okay, maybe Donald Trump's committed a few sins. Who hasn't? You know, who doesn't do that on a daily basis, even as Christians? You know, but so this was just so totally disgusting to me. I mean, the Southern Baptist, and I'm one, but I mean, they're just disgusting. And Eddie, wait till Eddie gets back here. Eddie really wanted to be on the show tonight, but he had to go out. You know, Eddie's out there raising money for St. Jude, the children of St. Jude, these children of pediatric catastrophic illnesses. He's out there doing it tonight because there's a big festival in town. And God bless Eddie for that. But he's going to be in next week, and I'm sure we'll revisit this thing. But another big thing was
organized religion is a lost cause almost. That's why we, you know, it's not just Southern Baptists. If you're a Roman Catholic, you've got to be embarrassed by the positions taken by the current Pope Francis.
Well, you're right. I mean, the Catholics are, you know, with regards to immigration, a lot of the other things, I mean, they've fallen a long way since Pope Alexander VI, the Borgia Pope, which was, of course, a bastion of decency and modesty.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of that era, I should add, you know, Barack Obama, you know, the media said, we talked about this a moment ago, but I'd really like to get you to talk about it a little bit more, Keith, and then I'll make another point that I was just about to make, but I stopped short of making. At New Hampshire, Donald Trump does this unscripted Q&A session, and a questioner says, well, we got to do something about the Muslims. Obama's a Muslim, and because Donald Trump didn't immediately pull a John McCain and say, well, he's a citizen, he's a Christian, you know, Donald Trump's the bad guy. But Donald Trump, to his credit, didn't apologize for that. He said, you know, Obama wouldn't defend me, you know, it's not my position to defend him. And what's he supposed to do, you know, slap down this supposed supporter? I think he was probably a plant. And we don't know if this is true or not, but I mean, certainly if the Bible is correct, and we know it to be as Christians, that you judge a man by his fruit. You know, Barack Obama is a guy who says, you know, America is no longer a Christian nation. He has persecuted and allowed his administration to persecute Christians. He's totally in the tank for homosexual marriage, which is an abomination and an affront to God. Totally in the tank for abortion, which is murder. You know, if Obama's a Christian, Keith, what are we?
Well, obviously, there is some serious disconnect in Russell Moore's mind. Likewise, there is a serious disconnect in the mind of Pope Francis. So let's just be honest about it. This is what organized religion has come to. Quite frankly, this is why we suggest that people consider the alternative of having home churches just like you have home schools. We're in an era of persecution where true Christians are going to be persecuted along with true patriots and true nationalists.
I mean, and nobody can say who's a Christian and who's not. We can't pass judgment on anyone, including Obama. But I'll tell you what, there's certainly no fruit there to suggest, no fruit that he's born to suggest that he is a Christian. But we do have a caller, and it's a caller from Memphis. So, Memphis, you're on the air. Thank you for calling in. Sandra.
Oh, hello. These people that question Mr. Trump's marriages, I don't know how many times the man has been married, but I would like to ask these people that have issues with that if they've ever considered the writer of one of the books of the Bible, that Solomon, who had 700 wives and 300 concubines.
That's our kind of guy, right, Keith?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But, yeah, that's a great point,
I think,
Sandra.
I can say with assuredness that Solomon outdid Donald Trump.
Well, what about King David? I mean, we don't even have to go to the extreme of Solomon, although that's a good example, Sandra. What about King David? I mean, King David murdered people, you know, and yet he was God's own
A man after God's own heart.
There you go. So I mean, you know, but this really hits close to home because I am proud of my Southern Baptist upbringing, but just as ashamed as one could be of the leadership that has somehow wormed his way into
And Sam brought up, what did Jesus say to the woman caught in adultery? Remember, he said, first of all, to the crowd, let who is without guilt cast the first stone. But then he said to the woman, go forth and sin no more. That's what people like Obama and Hillary Clinton don't seem to get. He did not say, Jesus did not tell the woman caught in adultery, go forth and sin some more. He said, go forth and sin no more. They continue to sin. At least Donald Trump is marrying the women that he's, you know, and trying to live within the bounds of the holy institution of marriage. He's not doing like Bill Clinton and making a play for everything in skirts.
Sandra, a final word to you, my friend, and thanks again for calling in.
Thank you very much. I'm enjoying the station very much.
Well, it's our honor to have you tuning in this evening, and feel free to call in anytime. So always great to have a woman call in on the show.
Yeah,
Keith, I know you like that.
I love Sandra. I think I may even know who Sandra is. I don't know for sure, but that voice surely sounds familiar.
It wasn't Sandra Bullock, was it?
No, not Sandra Bullock. I can guarantee you it wasn't Sandra Bullock.
Well, you never know. I mean, we've had it certainly wasn't Sandra Fluke, but we've had Gary Sinise on the show, so you know Hollywood likes us, right?
Yeah, well they
should. We're big in Hollywood.
Of course, they have to hide their light under a bushel if they like us.
Not Gary Sinise. Not Gary Sinise.
No, I know. That's wonderful for Gary Sinise.
He might be the only one.
Sonny Landham.
That's right. Hey, we could keep going. Ray Stevens.
Yeah, we got a bunch. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about a bunch, but we certainly have fewer than the grape. Keith can put away more grapes than a gorilla. If we had a celebrity guest for every time Keith's eating a grape tonight.
I'm the Kubiachi of grapes. I could win an eating contest for grapes.
We really need somebody to make a donation tonight so we can replenish the stock in the green room. Hey, speaking of donations, I got to say something. Yeah, go back and listen to last week's show, the first segment of the first hour. You know, the places from which we receive support, Keith, is so incredible. Just in the last 2 days, donations have come in from the following places. Now, how wide-ranging are these locations? Montvel, New Jersey, Granite City, Illinois, Statesville, North Carolina, Merrick, New York, Beltsville, Maryland, Ocala, Florida, Fayetteville, Tennessee, Louisville, Kentucky, Valley, Alabama, Essington, Pennsylvania, Niles, Illinois, Bothell, Washington, Folsom, Pennsylvania. It goes on and on and on. Our supporters are everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, just like Sandra, who called in tonight right here from Memphis, where we're based. We got supporters all over the Mid-South, obviously, but we are certainly not just a regional program. We are a national and international sensation.
In fact, we got one from Thule, Greenland one time.
Oh, I mean, we get them from everywhere. But the fact of the matter remains is we need your support to stay on the air, ladies and gentlemen. The last couple of days have not been so good. We're more than halfway through our fundraising drive for the third quarter, and we're barely more than halfway to our goal. So we need more to come. We got this contribution, though, from Tony in Illinois. Tony in Illinois. He says, dear James, keep up the good work. There is nothing I would like more than to receive a Confederate flag from a real Southerner. And Tony's one of our big money contributors. He's sending in $100. And Tony, let me tell you something. You're going to get a real Confederate flag from a real Southerner. And we're going to mail that to you here in October. But Tony from Illinois, Keith, doing the job that most Americans won't do, that's support this broadcast. And then we got this great letter from Salt Lake City, Sam's hometown. Maybe Sam knows this guy. This is Jeff. I'm not going to give his last name, but he's from Salt Lake City. He writes, hello, Brother James and Keith. Greetings from Salt Lake City, Utah, United States of America. As a young man, I grew up in an America that looked very much like Switzerland, with clean European-type people who were Christian, honest, and hard workers. The city was full of flowers and clean. The buildings were works of art. It was so safe you could leave your doors unlocked. Today, that city, in some areas, looks like a third world country. It is dirty in many areas and looks like Mexico. I feel
like
a stranger.
Salt Lake City he's talking about.
Right, Salt Lake City. I feel like a stranger in my own homeland. that my uncles and grandparents fought for and died for. And he goes on to write a little bit more, but he closes with this. Thank you for fighting for us. The European world depends on you. Don't stop until you have won the battle. I wish you could live for 1,000 years. Let me tell you something, Jeff. I wish we could live for 1,000 years, too. But for however much time we have left, we will fight for you. And thank you for your contribution, Keith.
Well, you know, what he said really resonates with me, because I remember when our hometown, Memphis, Tennessee, was perennially voted America's most beautiful city. We had flower gardens in all the parks. It was a beautiful place. It was a town that had churches on every corner. And now look what's happened because of the triumph of liberalism. We're fighting that. All good Americans are. We don't want to trade down. You can't have a first world nation with a third world population. That's why we are fighting for you tonight.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment. Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Folks, this is the last segment of the show. I'm so sad. I could go for 3 more hours. I could go all night. I've got the vigor. Have you taken your vigor test? Kurt Crosby can help you with that, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, Kurt's such a great guy. We work with the best people in the world, I'm telling you. It's such an incredible crew that we have here and such an incredible audience. I want to shift gears very quickly as we head into the last segment. We got to move quickly on this one, Keith. But I want to remind everybody, we were reading a list of cities from which we have listeners who have sent in their support. and answering the call, ringing the bell in response to our third quarter fundraising drop. Folks, we've got to have you. $10, $25, $100, whatever you can do. Go to thepoliticalcesspool.org tonight and donate. Please help us stay on the air. Nothing is guaranteed in this world, and the least of which is our continued existence on the airwaves without your support. So we got to have you. If we didn't need it, I wouldn't ask. If we could, 100 people at $100 a person gets it done for really a couple of years, but at least it would send us in through the next quarter for sure. But we need your help. Please, 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 please. And you're going to get a Confederate flag that belonged to Bill Rowland at one time. I mean, you know, one of our
great
heroes.
Patriots of the age.
You know, I was actually at a funeral today, Keith, earlier today. My wife's best friend's brother died, if you can keep up with that. He was 23 years old. He had a chronic liver disease. He was 23. He died today, her younger brother. And it was a sad, sad sight. But he was buried out there very near where Bill Rowland was. And I tried to find Bill's tombstone. I couldn't find him. I couldn't find the plot. But Bill's legacy, Bill's work lives on. And you're going to have a part of Bill with you. If you donate $100 or more, you're going to get this Confederate flag. And speaking of the Confederate flag, I saw this thing in the newspaper for Jackson, Mississippi, which is the capital of Mississippi, the newspaper of record for the capital of Mississippi, which certainly
the Clarion Ledger
has nothing to do with the viewpoints of the majority of Mississippians who voted overwhelmingly to keep the Confederate flag as part of their official state flag. But there was 40 people who had either never lived in Mississippi or hadn't lived in Mississippi in decades, people like
Morgan Freeman
and Catherine Strockett, who wrote The Help. These are the people who said that we need to take down the flag. They didn't get any normal Mississippians to sign their name to it, but they found some people who would
minority of elites.
Right, minority, perfectly worded. But one of these people was Hugh Freeze, the head coach of Mississippi, who said, yeah, we need to get rid of the Confederate flag. Well, he's at odds with about 66% of the population of that state, which is probably the greatest state in the Union. I'm so proud to. I was born in Tennessee. I love Tennessee. Tennessee's the home of Nathan Bedford Forrest and Andrew Jackson and Jack Daniels, and it's a great state. But my roots are from Mississippi. All of my grandparents are from Mississippi, and I'm a Mississippian at heart. But you got this list of 40 people who said you got to change the flag. And Keith, you still go to Ole Miss games.
The problem is this.
But to their credit, I mean, up until a few years ago, they still sang Dixie, and it was a great
university.
In the history of Ole Miss,
they never play, the band never plays Dixie at the games, except very rarely. But at every pep rally and in the Grove before every game, they play a rousing version of Dixie.
And you know, that, of course, that school was founded by Confederate veterans, as we all know. We've talked about
this. In fact, the University Grays, everybody except for one crippled boy who was a member of the class of, I think, 1860, enlisted in the Confederate Army. They had a detachment called the University of Grays, and every last one of them was killed at the Battle of Gettysburg.
And, you know, the thing about it is, if you go back to when this furor over the Confederate flag really reached a fever pitch back in June and July, some of the best, most passionate shows we have ever broadcast took place in June and July when we were ardently defending the Confederate flag. Pat Buchanan wrote an incredible article entitled Purging America's Heroes. I really wanted to read the whole thing tonight, but we don't have time. But he talks about how there's a purge going on of all American heroes, and he talks about the first presidents, certainly the Confederate heroes, and on and on. And it's at our website. It was posted on September the 17th. Go check it out, thepoliticalcesspool.org. But he closes with this, and this I do want to read. What do all of these names mentioned above have in common? They're all Class A war criminals at the Southern Poverty Law Center. All were white males. All achieved greatly. And he specifically mentions Nathan Bedford Forrest. All believed that the people whence they came were superior and possessed a superior faith, Christianity, and hence fit to rule what Rudyard Kipling called the lesser breeds without the law. Acting on belief in their racial, religious, and cultural superiority, they, talking about our founding fathers, created the greatest nation on earth, and people who got in their way were shoved aside. As for the Confederates, they yielded to superior force only after 4 years of fighting, but their battle flag has ever after been seen as a banner of rebellion, bravery, and defiance. And those tearing down the battle flags and dumping over the monuments and statues, Pat Buchanan asks, what have they ever accomplished? They inherited the America these men built, but are ashamed at how it was built.
And look, and now, look how it's going down.
And now they watch paralyzed as the people of the third world, whom their grandfathers ruled, come to dispossess them of their patrimony for which they feel so guilty. The new barbarians will make short work of them.
Well, it's like Jean Rospal's seminal novel, Camp of the Saints. It's his nightmare is becoming a reality right now in Europe. And these same people, and you know, I don't think they're watching it aghast. I think they're watching it with glee because they are suicidal enough, sick enough, psychotic enough to want it to happen. That liberalism is indeed a mental disease, as Michael Savage and many others have said. Yeah.
They're drunk and not with wine, as the Bible says. But, you know, thank God for Pat Buchanan.
Pat Buchanan and Ann Coulter are right up at the top of our hit parade. They're America's sweethearts, as far as we're concerned.
That's for sure. And you know, without Pat Buchanan, there would never be a political cesspool either, if you really want to trace it back, for giving me the wherewithal to get involved politically. But, you know, it's an incredible piece. Check it out at our website. And I want to add, too, you know, you want to talk about the influence of this radio network. In two of the last 3 weeks, the mainstream media has not only referenced either the Political Cesspool or the Liberty Roundtable show, which is, of course, Sam Bushman's show. They have actually captured clips of our audio and have played that. You know, so you want to talk about a network of record. You know, Sam Bushman, we were tied to Donald Trump, however tenuously that connection may be, because I said something positive about him. We're somehow linked at the hip now. Sam Bushman was denounced by the media this week for having Larry Pratt on, who is the chief at the Gun Owners of America, and they wrote how
stronger version of the National Rifle
Association. But they wrote how evil Sam Bushman is because he's quote-unquote far right and quote-unquote part of the patriot movement. And, you know, this is supposed to be terms that are really supposed to sour.
Being a patriot apparently is a slur now. But being a progressive, being a liberal, or being a globalist is not.
I'm just so proud to be associated with this network. So proud to be associated with a guy like Sam. You know, you look at what we're doing here, and we just got a contribution in from Richard in Nashville, Tennessee. Richard was down at our 10-year anniversary party, and he was actually down at the Nathan Bedford Forest Rally, where we rallied about 600 people with the help of a local pro-Southern activist. It was a great event, and Richard is just a stalwart. Richard, I know you're listening tonight. I want you to know how much Keith and I and Eddie appreciate you. Thank you for your support. You and your lovely wife, Janice, you're just you're the inspiration. You're the wind in our sails, and I can't say enough good things about you. Thank you, brother. And Richard just donated while we were talking, actually, Keith. And you can do so, too, ladies and gentlemen, at thepoliticalcesspool.org. But, you know, you look at, ultimately, how little it takes, you know, how small of a budget we operate on, and we're able to command media attention. You know, if we were just here and we were blowing wind in vain and we had a handful of listeners, you know, it wouldn't be worth my time. You know, I would still want to do it, but now as a husband and a father, I just wouldn't have the time to do it. But, you know, we are always in the media. We are always, you know, having a huge audience. And we're talking about these things, and we're bringing guests like Peter Brimelow. We're defending the Confederate flag. You can get one tonight. Fly it and buy it and fly it. $100 or more donation tonight to thepoliticalcesspool.org in support of our third quarter fundraising drive. You're going to get this flag. Folks, we need to get these flags out there. And anyway, long story short, we operate to say it's a shoestring budget is a front.
But it's a labor of love, and it is a labor of love. And
we do a lot with a little. Is the point I'm making? We do a lot.
Our motto is no defeat, no surrender, no apology. We live by those words. We'll fight by those words. We'll die by those words. And we need your support. This is serious business. They intend to destroy Western civilization. They want us to give up our first world advantage and be submerged in the third world where we'll eventually be picked off just like the people in South Africa and the former Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe.
That's right.
If that's the future you want for your children and grandchildren, go ahead with the flow.
Richard Moore or Russell Moore, if you want that for yourself, take it. I want something better for my children. Good night, everybody. God bless you. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
To make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.